short, Fuse. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Volcanic eruptions like Mount St. Helens are serious events, but there's a category of eruption 100 times that size, the super eruption. When Earth saw one of these 74,000 years ago in what is now Indonesia, it nearly choked off the whole human race. A massive cloud of superheated gas, rock, and ash covered whole continents. Geologists generally believe super eruptions are produced by giant pools of magma that form below the surface, then simmer for 100 to 200,000 years before erupting. But a new Vanderbilt University-directed study says that once they form, these magma pools can only exist for a few thousand, perhaps only a few hundred years before erupting. The team took samples from the site of an earlier super eruption, Bishop Tuff in East Central California. Four independent lines of evidence showed the magma pool most likely formed just 500 to 3,000 years before the eruption. The researchers say this timescale means geologists need to regularly monitor sites like Yellowstone, where super eruptions are likely to occur. There's nothing known to present science that can stop one of these, but understanding the mechanisms could help us get better prepared.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.